Hello and welcome to CX Today. My name is Charlie and today I'm delighted to be joined by Melissa Bell, the Executive Leader of Practice Quality at Barnardo's Australia. Melissa, thank you very much for joining me. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's really great to have you on. Obviously, Barnardo's is a really great organisation and it's excellent to talk through kind of the process that you took when implementing a new CRM. But before we get into that, while most of our British, Irish and Australian viewers will likely know about Barnardo's already, for our viewers from elsewhere, could you maybe tell us a little bit about the organisation?
Of course. So Barnardo's is all about children. We're about helping children thrive and achieve the very best that they can in a successful, happy life and supporting their well-being. So we work with vulnerable children and their families across a range of different family support programs with different children, from very young children through to adolescents and youth. And we certainly also work with some children where there are child safety issues, and we work to support those children to find safe and permanent homes.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Again, a great cause. And I'll put a link actually in the description box to anybody who wants to check out Barnardo's. But now onto the main topic of the conversation, and that is CRM. I think maybe the best place to start this conversation is by maybe asking kind of, why did you decide it was time to move to a new CRM platform?
So really for us at Barnardo's Australia, it was about finding a solution to enable our practitioners to work across a variety of the different programs that we offer and find some consistency in a solution and working to, I suppose, find some common elements in our practice and a system that could meet our needs across a variety of different teams and programs. So we had lots of different applications out there doing a range of different things in our teams, and we really wanted to look for a single solution that was going to meet our needs and see us mature in our as an organisation in that process. We really also wanted to look at rationalising those administrative processes and finding more time for our practitioners to do what they do best, which is spend time with children and with families and not spend time on data entry unnecessarily. So at the same time as doing that, we also wanted to look to engage with children and families in a different way. So, you know, part of that solution was about looking at how we can do that in a more modern and sophisticated way than we currently do.
Mm. Yeah, I think you've done a really great job of pointing out kind of the requirements that are there. And I imagine across such dispersed organisations, having such a platform like that could be really beneficial. There's also kind of the vendor element, because you know, there's hundreds probably of CRM providers out there. So maybe, yeah, the next best question for you would be kind of what were you looking for in a CRM partner too?
We were absolutely looking for someone who could understand us as an organisation and really understand our needs. Understanding that we probably aren't necessarily the typical customer for some vendors, and so our needs would be different. So we were looking for CRM that was going to support our practice and, as I said, all the vast array of programs that we operate. That includes being, there's an ease of use component to this that we really wanted to bring to the forefront as well, because our employees, by and large, the vast majority of our workforce, they're practitioners. They're not necessarily, you know, there's a wide variety of capability in terms of that technical, you know, confidence and those kind of things. So we were really looking for something that that was going to meet that need. And I suppose finally driving that engagement with our service users. So we really wanted to see the children that we work with, the families and the carers present in those discussions with a potential vendor, and of course we landed on Sugar CRM at the end of that process.
Yeah, I think so. Hyper focus on user experience as well, given the kind of the maybe complex nature, the different to usual nature of the business. And I think lots of really good stuff there. And you mentioned that you chose Sugar CRM. Which of their maybe it's good to ask kind of which of their solutions will you deploy now, and how do you hope they'll advance kind of your global operations?
Yeah, sure. So in terms of Sugar, there will be Sugar Serve, Sugar Automate, and a range of their different products related to the CRM, and also Liferay, which is the kind of, in my language, the portal component, so that engagement with the children and carers and families. In terms of our data architecture, is comprised of Azure Data Factory, Lakehouse, Databricks, Data Lake, and Azure ESB. In terms of what that delivers for us, by combining these together and with the kind of connecting of the technologies, we're hoping to really advance the operations. So incorporating, I suppose, the things I was touching on earlier. And for us, it also offers, I think, particularly with the additional data capacity we will have, to use the data that we have to support how we talk about our outcomes and what we achieve as an organisation with children and families in a different way, and being able to report and understand and have analytics operate for us in a different way that is, I suppose, builds on in everything we've been able to do in the past, takes it to the next level.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, so it's kind of the continued evolution of the strategy that you've kind of been building towards Sugar CRM. And I think that's really great. But I think maybe now, just thinking about how we can really add benefit as well to our viewers that are watching, it would be great maybe if you have any lessons that you share about this whole implementation process of your CRM and looking to find a new CRM partner. Are there any lessons that you could maybe share with our audience?
So for Barnardo's, and I imagine for a range of other, you know, not-for-profits or for-purpose organisations, it's so critical to find a partner who understands your values and can really engage in what you're trying to achieve through the implementation of the solution. And understanding that it might be different, as I said earlier, from the traditional operation that they might work with and how it's different. So by that I mean understanding what's important for you in the development and delivery from your CRM and what you want it to support your business to look like differently from today into the future. If you know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Obviously to meet your requirements. So, you know, being really clear about what you need and conveying that in that process so that your partner can understand that and help you to translate that in the delivery. So I suppose for us that meant that we undertook a really comprehensive review and assessment process to get to where we were. As you said, there were options and we explored those options and we landed resoundingly with Sugar. And so, you know, that detailed process took us some time, but it was really important for us in terms of getting us to this point where we are now, which is heavily in the design phase with Sugar for our new product, which we'll be calling Beehive for Barnardo's.
maybe actually just a final question on that too. Kind of what will that Beehive allow you to do as an organisation?
Look, I think what it's really going to do is help us to optimise some of the common elements of our practice and make sure that those are reflected in the way that we manage our data across the organisation. So casework processes, so the work we do every day with our children and families, pulling out those common elements and making sure that those business processes are reflected in Beehive, so that that we absolutely optimize the time that our practitioners spend with families and with children. And then as we work through those more operational requirements into outcomes, we can then really accurately reflect the impact of Barnardo's programs and services in a way that helps us to speak to the public about what we do and help us to, convey to people who are interested in supporting Barnardo's why they should support Barnardo's, and also how we talk to government about what we do and explore opportunities, new funding opportunities and things like that, and advocate about the importance of the work of supporting children.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the idea of how it's kind of building that transparency. So kind of people that work with you understand kind of how their money is almost how their money is helping to support vulnerable children. I think that's great, and the consistency that it's driving as well across the organization. And just going back to the previous question too, I think it's great how you kind of how you've listed vendors almost by kind of just by working with them to understand how well they know your business and your potential requirements. I think lots of really good stuff that I think our viewers can take away from this conversation. I think that's maybe a great place to end today's chat. So thank you very much for joining me today, Melissa.
Thanks, Charlie.
Excellent. And also thank you to everybody for watching. Bye for now.